My name is Carol Louie, and I'm an artist who lives and works in Toronto. My piece that I'm presenting here for this exhibition is called Abyss, and it's a ceramic sculpture that I created last year in 2013. And the sculpture itself is my best replication of what I saw during one of my worst hallucinations in my life. I was involved in a very, very bad accident in 2012, which required a lot of surgery, and spent quite a few weeks in ICU. There was another accident when I was at the hospital, and I was administered ketamine as I went into severe shock. And to this day, it's not even the original accident that actually gets to me. It is the ketamine that had been injected into me to keep me calm. And I have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And to this day, when I think back to my accident, I always think back to the ketamine event. And so what I saw when I was in that hallucination, first of all, I basically had just had flesh torn out of me. And so being in severe shock, they gave me some ketamine. And my mind went to some place that I cannot even possibly describe, and I've tried my best to convey what I saw, which was so scary and so horrific, and I'm not religious, but if there is a hell, I believe that is where I went. And in trying to communicate what I saw to friends, family, therapist, it was really difficult, and I had a hard time communicating that. So when I turned to art therapy and started working with clay, I really didn't have to talk. I got to let my work just come through my hands and communicate through my hands into the clay. And so I created this piece the best I can to mimic what I saw. The top part is what I would like to say are exploding, rupturing, huge, fleshy red blood cells. And what I saw was like a fireworks in my mind of red and blood and flesh, but it was completely disfigured and hot and melting. And the piece on the bottom, the platform on which it sits in, was like this oozing tar-like, refuse from all these exploding cells, and it was like the sewers. But I created it with a white base. That is the only thing I changed from what I actually saw in my hallucination, because at this point, it was 2013, and I had about a year that went by, and I was coming to terms with what I had seen. And so in 2013, I was ready to accept that I had felt that and I had seen that, and that it is forever permanently a part of my memory banks until the day I die. I will have flashes of this, on my deathbed. I put it on a white platform because I wanted to signify that that period is over, and it does start towards one end of the platform where it's a little sharper, opposite the big, tall sculptural piece. It gets really quite pure and quite clean, and it's like, I have this in my life, but I am going to accept it and know that I move past it. It's a part of me, but I move past it. And so this is how Abyss came to be. I do believe it was an experience where I probably looked into the depths of my subconscious mind and did not like what I see, which also then impacted me in other ways. It made me question who I was and who I will be and how I was going to get through this. And while already battling depression and PTSD, it was definitely a difficult period in my life. But being able to put this nightmare of mine into a work to be shared with other people who may, you know, see it as being beautiful is means a lot to me and is very heartwarming to me, because even the ugly bits of me can be quite beautiful.
Did you want to share the quotes that you
sure
brought with you?
I have a quote here. It goes with the abyss, and it's a quote from Nietzsche. And in Beyond Good and Evil, he states, "Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And when you look long into an abyss, the abyss looks into you." And that quote just, it was perfectly encapsulates how I felt about that experience. I feel that in a moment of severe pain and severe shock, I was sent somewhere to deal with something that I couldn't even deal on a physical or a mental level. And I do believe I saw some sort of monster within myself that I never knew existed. And I couldn't get out of it either. I was put there by my doctors, and I couldn't leave. And so I had to look into my own abyss. And it definitely looked me in the eye, and I am forever changed because of this experience.